So in terms of enforcement, it will be done outside the border. So it will be done within the vicinity of Johor Bahru. So there will be various locations where we will check in terms of vehicles without VEP. So when they come in, I mean, let me assure all Singaporean vehicle owners, they can still come in. Even they do not have a VEP. So they can come in. But if let's say they come in without a VEP, we already know it from our system. So they are subject to enforcement. So if they come in without a VEP, firstly, they will be summoned, and they have to register a VEP before they leave Malaysia. After you get the first summon, you must go and register a VEP. So there is no such thing as a second offence, because you have to register a VEP before you leave Malaysia. So if they do not want to pay the compound, they want to challenge it, then they can go to court. But the court can give them a fine up to 2,000. And 6 months jail. Of course, that is part of the law. So this is compoundable. So this offence is compoundable.
Can we just clarify, if let's say I'm driving into Malaysia and my car doesn't have VEP, I won't get someone at the checkpoint, but outside the checkpoint, right? I'll get a physical summons.
Yeah.
And then I have to pay it before I leave Malaysia.
Yeah.
Either online or at the mobile number or something like that.
Yes. And you have to register the VEP.
In Malaysia, I have to register the VEP.
Yes. Then you can go to the registration counter.
And for those with pre-approved VEP, that means they haven't activated yet. The one that will announce someone
else. Yeah, this one, the tag already given. Okay. So right now, because before this, probably some take a wait-and-see approach to activate it. So they have received the RFID tag, but they yet to activate it. So right now, we are giving them 4 weeks notice so that for them, enough time to activate the RFID. So before 1st of July, they must activate the RFID. If they do not activate their RFID and they come in after 1st of July, then they are subject to enforcement.